Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Oh, aloha. Aloha from the islands, from Waikiki Beach. Here my home in the islands. I've lived in this home here for over 20 years. It's so beautiful. It's our family hacienda here in Waikiki Beach. We love the beautiful healing waters of Waikiki. Waikiki means spouting waters. And here in the islands, there's, in Waikiki especially, there's that feeling of refreshment. There's actually a spring that bubbles up underneath the ocean, about a quarter of a mile down the beach that way, with fresh water. And if you can see it, you can almost see it. No, you won't be able to see it. It flows with fresh water, a real river out into the ocean. And it cuts a natural channel through the coral reef. And because of the fresh water, coral reef doesn't grow. It's a place where people go to swim in healing waters. And many people don't know why they love swimming there. Most locals don't know anymore that there's a fresh spring there. From ancient tradition, the Hawaiians would go there to swim. And so we want to do that with the Lord. We want to seek a spirit of refreshment and newness of life, the living water of the Holy Spirit. The word living water means moving water. In the Didache, it said we're to baptize in living water, which meant a stream. And if not that, then still water, immersion in still water. And if not that, to be sprinkled. Well, today is a special day, a special river of love for my wife's father who passed away this morning. We want to pray for Ernest Davis, for his soul. He was a tough, tough guy, really tough man. He, as his father and his father's father and his father's father's father and his father's 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 father before him, he was a commercial fisherman in Cortez Bay in Florida. His son continues the tradition and his son's son continues that tradition. Ernie Davis, that tough, tough, hard as nails man, with a heart as soft and gentle as it can be. Left last night at 10 p.m., Cindy's dad, living in London, Kentucky, with Renee and Gail and the family there. And so our prayers go out to him. This morning at Mass, we prayed, of course, for Ernie and the family. We're remembering, how many here have been to the Sistine Museum at the Vatican? And if you've been there, you've seen that beautiful mural, or whatever you would call it, where Mass is being held on earth. And as the Eucharist is being lifted up on earth, Jesus is in heaven. And the heavenly angels and saints in heaven are joining in their adoration of the Eucharist as those below are joining in their adoration of the Eucharist. So we know that Ernie is seeing his daughter joining with her at Mass today. Now, we don't know whether people go to heaven or hell, but we always hope for heaven. For me and for most people, probably, we'll be going to a part of heaven called purgatory. And that's where all of our selfish agendas and selfishness is purged by the beatific vision. One of the saints described it as just looking at the love of God and the love of God just burning away all the dross in our lives. So, love you, Ernie. We pray for you. We celebrate your life today. I'd ask for you to pray for my wife, Cindy, and for her family. Her brother will be coming in from fishing, and her brother's son has another fishing boat. They'll be coming in, and they'll all be going to Kentucky. So pray for that family. Thank you for your prayers. I also want to thank you for your prayers for my own healing. I've been asking for prayers, and I'm feeling better and stronger every day. I've been swimming and surfing in the waters of Waikiki and feeling my strength come back. So thank you for your prayers. We're talking about the Almighty and Eternal God. Paragraph 275 of the Catholic Catechism. With Job, the just man, we confess, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Amen. Faithful to the witness of Scripture, the Church often addresses its prayer to the Almighty and Eternal God. Omnipotent Sempiterne Deus, Almighty and Eternal God. Omnipotent Sempiterne Deus. Believing firmly that nothing will be impossible with God. God shows forth His almighty power by converting us from our sins and restoring us to His friendship by grace. Friendship with God. Think about it. Friendship with God. Adam and Eve had friendship with God. God would come to walk with them in the cool of the day, in the time of the day that, well, in Hawaii we call it pauhana, finish work. I think on the mainland they call it happy hour. Happy hour of time of prayer and friendship with God. I'm sure Adam would say, thinking about working on the garden over here and planting these and moving this and fertilizing that. He had friendship with God. And God wants to restore that friendship with us. Remember He said, I won't call you servants anymore, because a servant doesn't know what the master's about. I will call you friends. I will call you friends. To be friends with God. A friend can talk just real honestly, right? You can tell God when you're mad at Him. You can tell God things you may not tell even your spouse, you know. Especially men, they have a tough time sometimes admitting weakness. But you can admit that to the Lord, ask for His help. God's your friend. I ask Him, hey, should I buy this shirt or not? You know, should I paddle to the north? Should I paddle to the south to surf? God, help me catch this wave. God, ride this wave with me. Friendship with the Holy Spirit. Get to know the Holy Spirit. Become friends. Holy Spirit, heal this person that's walking with a limp. Have mercy on this person who seems angry. Praying for the through the day. Enjoying friendship with God through the day as your companion. God shows forth His almighty power by converting us from our sins and restoring us to His friendship by grace. By our own efforts? Can you possibly earn your way to heaven? No, that's the heresy of Pelagianism. Protestants often accuse Catholics that we say we have to work our way to heaven. No, but it is also false to have a thing called what they call faith, which is really just presumption, which is, can we get to heaven by faith alone? No. That was Martin Luther's great heresy. We have to cooperate with God's grace. Remember, the only place in the Bible that says faith alone is in the book of James, where James the apostle clearly says, it is not by faith alone that we are saved, but by works also. And that's why Martin Luther took the book of James and threw it out, along with other books, along with the book of Revelations, and also several books of the Old Testament. Later on, the Protestants added James back. Can you work your way to heaven? No. Can you just be presumptuous and say, I have faith in God, so I'm going to go to heaven? No. It is not by faith alone, but by works also. In other words, an obedient faith, a faith that says, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. A faith that acknowledges with Jesus, if you are my friends, you will do what I command you. Friendship with Jesus is to do what he commands us. Why? So he can be the boss of us? No, because all Jesus commands is love and a continuity of love that flows through us when we do his will, which brings order out of disorder and chaos in the world around us too. When we do what he commands us, it's like ho'o'olei, paddle together hard. When you're an outrigger canoe and there's eight other people paddling, the number one in the canoe sets the pace. The one in the front sets the pace of the paddlers. The one in the back may say, go faster, go slower, but the one who paddles in the very front is the one that sets all the other paddles, so we're not banging our paddles into each other, alternate sides of the canoe. And then the captain in the back, he steers the canoe into the waves. Ho'o'olei, paddle together. So when we obey God as his friend, we're like paddlers in the same canoe where everything works. Everything is in order. So but to obey his commandments is to say, let me bring order out of the chaos and confusion of the world. If you obey me, order will begin to flow from you and other lives will become more in order and more aligned so we can all be in the same canoe paddling together at the same time. When Cindy first came out here, the first trip to the islands, I told her, you won't ever know me until you come to the islands. We're walking along the beach and it's big in Hawaii. Well, maybe 20-foot surf, so not really, really huge. And none of the outrigger canoes are paddling out. They go out and give the tourists joyrides, you know. I've been doing that for 100 years here. But my friend Pat was sitting on his canoe. Pat, you want to go out? He goes, brah, no one's paddling out. He goes, you like go out? I go, yeah, well, let's go out. So we found a few other Aussies, four other Aussies that were very feeble looking people. For Aussies, they're usually so strong. But they said, oh, we used to paddle those weird rowboats they use in the life-saving boats. So we went out. It was basically Pat and I paddling and those people kind of helping out. Cindy was number one in the canoe. Somehow we made it to the deep channel and timed it right and got out to the bigger waves. We went out past the break called Canoes, named after canoes because a lot of big canoes surf there. Out past First Point. When you're out so far past First Point, you know it's big. We went further than that. Out to a peak, I don't even know the name. And a big set came. And we paddled. And we missed it. And so the bigger wave was coming behind it. And ho'o'olei, ho'o'olei, ho'o'olei. We all paddled together. Even the feeble in the boat kept time with us. And because of the order that we all paddled together, right? If you love me, you do what I command you. It brings love and order and unity when we keep the commandments and live in virtue. And we paddled in. And Cindy is out in the front of the canoe. And the canoe is an 18-foot canoe and the face of the wave is bigger than that. And she's suspended in midair as we're starting to come down the face of the wave. And we come down the face of the wave and we ride. We're at least maybe half a mile out. And we ride and we ride and then it begins to bowl up and the captain begins to turn the canoe to the right side and it's hollowing out. And then we're going to get into the flat side of the shoulder so he turns it back. And the ama, the outrigger, is out on the left side. So it means the curl of the wave's gonna start lifting the outrigger and the canoe's gonna hooli. So I climb out on that outrigger as far as I can and push it down so it doesn't hooli. And then Pat turns back across the big boil of First Point. Rocky sand is boiling up from the power of the wave. And we start surfing through now the lineup of surfers and they're scattering as we go through. We go down the face right and then we turn left again. Paddle! We're trying to stay back and get back in the wave. the feeble among us, the strong among us, the skilled among us, the brave among us, keep paddling together. Ho'o'ole'i, paddling together. Made another left turn. Once again, I crawl out on the ama to keep it from hulling, like rotisserie chicken. They call it huli huli chicken. We don't want to huli the canoe, and we made it through. This is why Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. I won't call you servants anymore. I will call you friends. To be the friend of Jesus is to keep his commandments so we can ride in a canoe and take on bigger waves than we ever thought we could. Your living a life of order helps others come into order. Even the feeble, these older Aussies that were formerly powerful paddlers but were so feeble, their little strokes helped my power strokes, and we were able to get into that wave and ride. So obey God's commandments. Can you be saved by faith alone? No, of course not. That's presumption. You must seek to obey God and have an obedient faith, cooperating with God's grace, trusting in God, saying, Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. Can we work our way to heaven? No, of course not. We need to have faith too. Faith plus works. Obedient faith, cooperating and leaning and relying on God's grace. We can all be in the same canoe, Jesus as the captain, paddling the strong with the weak, but all in order with the Catholic Church's teaching, the sacraments, on the faith, on the doctrine, and on virtue. So we give our love to Cindy's father, Ernie Davis, today, who was a great commercial fisherman, as his father's 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 father before him, and as his son and his son's sons after him. We love you, Ernie, you tough, grizzly, grouchy man. We love you, and we welcome you to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Our prayers go out to Renee and to Gail and to all the family. Cindy and Michael and Mike and all the family on that side too. Cindy's father, my wife's father, passed away last night. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ahui ho, until we see you again, Ernie. Aloha.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Woznick radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.